I want to take a minute before I begin to acknowledge bell hooks. I don't know where we would be in terms of modern Black womanism, Black feminism, just the plight of Black people, the plight of Black feeling emotion without bell hooks. We lost her last week at the age of 69. Bell hooks, you will be missed. Hey, it's me again. Thank you, Lord. I'm COVID-free. Whew, can't tell you, that is huge. That is huge. I'm glad to be here. Hey, welcome to the Urban Village. My name is Colette Barris. Today's December 24th. For those of you who partake, Christmas Eve. And I want to welcome you to the Urban Village, where community is back and better than ever, the old school way. Remember the Friday evening house parties? Well, in my little neck of the woods of Pacoima, California, in the East San Fernando Valley, that was our way to recharge, to lick our wounds, and to go out and face the world a little bit more. So welcome, if this is your first time. We're wrapping up the year 2021, and I'm going to tell you it has been something. Seems like we've been in a whirlwind for the past 5 years, right? Actually, 6 years if we go back to 2019 and the election of someone. That night, it was like a dream. The lighting that they gave 45, it was almost like, what is this? What is this? It just was weird. And it just got weirder. 2020, we had some light. And we have the 46th president, President Biden. And for better or worse, we have to make it happen with him. Because if we don't, oh my God, I just don't want to even think about it. I want to acknowledge it's day 47 of Joe Madison's hunger strike regarding voting rights, the John Lewis Voting Rights Bill. And as of today, President Biden did say that, hey, you know, he's going to have to make some movement. So let's not ease up on the gas. Let's keep it going. Because we have to get that done, because it doesn't matter how many people we get registered to vote with redistricting and with gerrymandering the voting areas, the polling areas, we still will be behind. Okay, so John Lewis Voting Rights Act, let's support Joe Madison. With that, good evening, good evening, good evening. Lot going on. You know, I live in Southern California, and not too far from where I reside, there was unfortunately another police shooting. Just kind of went wrong. You know, one of those things like, why did you have to happen? It was reminiscent of just, you know, why we need to think about what policing looks like. I'm one, I say we have to have police, but not the way it looks now. Either we fix it or we're going to have some new thing take its place, because it just seems like it's just not working. Anywho, a lot going on, you know, Kanye and the whole Kim thing. I will not get into it. It's just like some things just won't go away. But I did read something really an article in Wired magazine about medicines and cures and treatments, and that most of the drugs, and you know, a lot of you, I happen to have a science background and realize that this is true, that most pharmaceuticals and most treatments, they use a DNA pool of usually Europeans, but ding, ding, ding. The light came on when scientists realized that in terms of the European DNA pool, which is like six different sides, that the African DNA is 9, and that there really is a lot of potential cures and things that can be done, and there's this race. So I want to encourage all of us who are of the melanated persuasion to safeguard everything that you may do to protect it, because Henrietta Lacks is a prime example. You know, I had Malik Shakur, who is an attorney on my show. He's an IP attorney, which stands for intellectual property. And our DNA is intellectual property. Why do I say that? So when you do Ancestry.com and you happen to have, you know, African DNA, which every human being has African DNA because it's the birthplace of civilization, human civilization. They're quantifying and taking your DNA, right? So, you know, you have to be careful. Now, there are some other companies that are somewhat better, but I'm questioning them too. But one that if I'm going to go all in with it, it would be AfricanAncestry.com. Enough said of that. Nobody gets a free plug. Next, Omicron. It is the pink 10,000-pound pterodactyl in the room. COVID just won't go away. And it goes back to those people who want to go, I don't want to be told to wear a mask. You know, the Q&A, the anti-vaxxers. Well, you know, just know this. In order to get to herd immunity, you need to have at least 90%. We can't get there. And then you have those people who, again, you know, white supremacy, it's destructive to everyone. You're not hurting just people who are not white. You're hurting yourselves, because this is how we get the mutations. And monoclonal antibodies, that's the antibodies you can take when you're infected with COVID that helps you not get as sick. Well, guess what? It doesn't work with the Omicron COVID virus. Yep. What a mutation. What a mutation. So I really, 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 really want to encourage everyone, if you're having family gatherings, to be really careful. There's something called shedding, and this Omicron, it really, really sheds. It's just like shedding. Like when you open your mouth to breathe, it's shedding. So that's why it's so contagious. It sheds at a high rate. Remember with the Spanish flu, when they didn't have antibiotics or antivirals, what they did have is mask. Please make sure you're double masking. If you're going to be in close company, and if you're going to be indoors, make sure you're following the indoor CDC procedures. If you can, find your N95s, run to the hardware store. There's still some on the shelves, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. But, you know, if not, the medical supplies, get your K95s, which are for dental. But really be careful. Really, really be careful. Some are saying it's mild. It's not as bad as Delta, but that has not been proven just quite yet. Can't tell you enough. I personally, you know, this may seem a little bit obnoxious, but I would say it. I feel like that all of this, you know, the stimulus checks and the money that was given out, that big business and the corporations are, they want that money. They're like, oh my God. And so there was pressure probably put on President Biden not to do like modified shutdowns. I don't think it'll completely shut down, even though parts of Europe has, but to do modified, what they're going to do. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm going to have to eat humble pie. But I think once Christmas is like here in the history books, you're going to automatically see all over the country, okay, modified shutdowns. But we'll see. We'll see. Everything always has money behind it, unfortunately. So please be careful. This week, there was so much going on. And in our community, we're just trying to figure our way and figure it out. And, you know, we're a strong people. We're an intelligent people. And we want you to remember that, our young. We don't want you wilding out. I saw a couple of young, successful rap artists, a husband and wife duo, give each other extravagant gifts. The wife gave the husband a check for $3 million. And it was like watching Let's Make a Deal. And then they, you know, went on to talk about what the husband gave the wife. And I'm saying to myself, really? Right now in the midst of this, this is what we're doing? Okay, got it. We have to be careful. We really, really do. We have to, you know, just be better about protecting our village. And as I said before, I want Bevs. Now, Beverly Reilly, a character in my novel, Claretta Street, is based on my real life, just my everything, Beverly Reilly, who to this day, I've known her since I was five, you know, always gave sage advice. But you know what? When she felt that I was getting ready to do something that was less than prudent, she came and said, that's it, it's a wrap. We could tussle, we could argue, but you know what? She was never my rider. She has never been my rider. She has been my Bev, because she was getting out of it. She was going home to raise her son, who is now a wonderful grown man. And so that's what we have to have. We need Bevs. We need them bad. So let's look for a Bev. LeBron James, I don't care what anyone says. I adore, admire LeBron James. And Mr. James, you and the Lakers are going to be fine. Just hold on. Don't be frustrated. Don't let them get to you. Just hold on to everything that you envisioned and dreamed. You are amazing, super talented. Don't leave LA. It'll all come together. Because you know, there's always going to be, LeBron, those people who just don't want to see greatness. We know that because we live in America. And if you think about all that you achieved, this is nothing. Just haters will hate. Move on. Right? Thank you, LeBron. I think you're playing Christmas Day, right? Have a great game. A really great game. A really great game. I think this is the last game before they change the Staples Center to Cryptocurrency Center. I know. Next up, HBCUs and funding. See, as mad as I am, and or I should say not even mad, but upset with President Biden, the one thing I have to say is that the funding for HBCUs is a thank you, because that's an institution that has produced, even to this day, more college grads than all the universities combined in this country. Thank you, President Biden, for supporting HBCUs. Though we need more, and I also thank you for the college loan relief program. Even though that's everyone, you know, we have loans and it allows our young people not to be burdened, at least for a moment. So thank you on that. But we're still pushing. We must get the John Lewis Voting Rights Act approved. And now you realize that you may have to get rid of that filibuster or sign an executive order. Finally, you get it, because Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, that's just a game. The Republicans just, you know, that's a game. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to do anything. So you know what? Do what you got to do. What else happened this week? You know, I think everyone is just kind of COVID, fearful, burned out. President Biden released 500 million test kits. But it's kind of late because the gatherings, I mean, people all over the country were lining up just to COVID test because in order to get on planes, and a lot of flights were canceled or family gatherings, people wanted to show that you know, 2 days before that you were, you know, free of COVID, and you couldn't even go into the store and get tests. They're gone. So if you write in, it reminds me of like when we converted analog TV to digital, you know, how you could write in and, you know, get a TV converter box. So now you can get your take home COVID test, right? But you only get one. But some people who have these tests already, you know, are positive and they're not doing what was required of them, which is to report it. So much so that in California, where I reside, the UCs and state schools, when they go back on the 10th of January, they're going to wait 2 weeks and everything will be online and distance learning so they can kind of get it straight. And I suspect that, you know, the school districts, you know, like LAUSD and other ones will probably do the same thing because it's going to be hard to get a baseline, even though they're going to test the week before school resumes, who's got what. And I believe if you test positive for COVID, it's still from the CDC 7 days that you have to quarantine and then you have to have another test that follows. So, you know, let's be positive, let's be thankful in it. Lastly, but more importantly, I want to go back to the whole thing of spandex. When are women and women's clothing and our high-end couture not going to be super duper tight and spandexy? I want to see real designs, real clothing, real clothing. And I'm just waiting to see which Black designer, female designer, comes with the badass rags that are going to come. They're going to come because I think everyone is tired of Lycra and spandex. Everyone is tired of it. They want to dress. We want to have something. Even though everything is shut down, you want to at least feel that you look good the few times you're able to go out. You know, I know wigs are doing really good right now. Hair weaves, kind of on the decline because people are like, why? And I think that might be a good thing. It'll save a lot of people from alopecia, meaning your hair follicles are destroyed and you can't grow hair. Maybe edges will come back. Maybe it'll bring edges back. We'll see. January 6th, the committee investigating it. Well, there's a lot going on with that. I'm going to kind of wait a minute because I kind of think something's coming. And, you know, I'm going to hold my cards close and see what plays out. I'm working on some things. When we come back next week, I'm going to have as my guest the real Bev. That's right, Beverly Riley. I'm also going to have as my guest, if I can, after the first of the year, Joe Swingshot, Deborah Lowe. Yep. And in both cases, I just can't wait for Bev. We're going to be talking about Pacoima and old school and memories. And, you know, you'll get to hear it from her and not me, and you realize, wow, that was a special place. And if you get time, you know, if you get a little bit of time these next few weeks, or you got downtime, and I know people are not going into stores, but you can take a listen to my book on Audible. It's called Claretta Street, right? And just take a listen and see if you fall in love with the babies. Something's coming special, but, you know, I'm a, like, low-key leave stuff alone. But, you know, take a listen. Tell me if you like it. I want everyone, if Christmas is your thing, in closing, to enjoy family, because family is love. And that's really what it's about. Even though I think they got the date wrong, if this is Jesus's birth, but you know, we're not here to argue that, and that the original Santa was black. We're not here to argue that. Just enjoy the season. Enjoy your family. Be in love. And more importantly, be safe. Until next week, remember, the story is never told until the lion is the storyteller and the hunter is not. Until next week, be safe, wear your mask, bye-bye. Wear your mask, bye-bye. This has been a Brown Bear, Colette Barris, Reggie Valens production in association with executive producer Don Carter, Patrick Bolton, and Karen Bennett.